For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the UB Sports Network from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, ComDoc, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Nike, Pepsi, and by Town BMW. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm your host. My name is Paul Peck. I'm the voice of the Bulls, joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We're here at UB Stadium inside the team room, but of course next Monday, Lance, because it's a full regular game week, we will move the show to our regular location where you'll be able to get yourself lunch.
I was going
to
say, I'm ready to taste the pizza right now, Paul.
I know you are. But even better than that, being at Santora's every Monday, which we are for this show, is everyone's chance to meet Coach Leipold and some of the Bulls players that will be part of this show every Monday at noon. Well, Coach, here we are. The finish line is in sight of training camp. Which only means that the regular season is less than 2 weeks away. Before we talk much about the regular season, let's go back and look at and get an update from you on so far through training camp, a sense of where things are going, how things are going, and whether you've met most of the goals that you wanted to meet at this point.
Well, I think it's been a very good camp to this point. I think for all in all, we've been able to stay a little more healthy than we did last year during camp, which is very, very important. Pleased with, where we're at as far as the installation goes. And Paul, when we talk about that, it's not just the starters and the guys who have played a lot of snaps. It's really what some of the younger players in the program, guys who have been backups, maybe guys who are on scout team, and of course our newcomers, how they've been able to adapt, fit in, absorb everything, and then execute.
It's every training camp is different because every team is different. And we've talked a little bit about this before. You have much more of a veteran team than you probably really have ever had here in your 4 years here at UB. So does that prompt you to change the approach that you go into training camp with? Or, as you pointed out, you've got to get the younger guys ready to play, so there's still elements of teaching and coaching, isn't there?
Yes, I think the experience factor that you allude to has to go with maybe understanding our routine, our system. That's important. Again, when we still look at what we have, maybe grade-wise, there's a good chance we may take the field against Delaware State with two seniors starting on offense. That's still a fairly young offense. But you're right. I think it's more the mid-year enrollees that we had, their ability then to understand the routine. And, of course, the experienced players coming back, that has allowed us to keep moving at a fairly rapid pace and keep things kind of in order of where we want. I think the new rules in college football help us. It helps keeps us a little bit fresher. We get more classroom time, less on-field time. But I think that helps our bodies as well.
Interesting you brought that up. I've been meaning to ask you about this. One change that a lot of us have noticed is almost all your practices have been in the morning. That's a little different than it's been in the past. Was that based on any particular research or any particular feedback?
Well, there's one thing. A lot of college football teams, Paul, right now are going to morning practices during the season. I think when the Murchie Fieldhouse is complete, that is something that we definitely want to look into. But we've tried to stagger it. I've liked some of our night practices, but then you have to wait. You know, you have to stagger the whole routine. And last year, as we did that, there were many times we said, you know, we moved a couple back into the morning, and we just made a decision. Let's stay with this routine. We've been able to get the players out the door, I guess, for the evening a lot earlier and more consistently this year. I think all of us, from players to coaches, mentally are a lot fresher, and it's allowed us to kind of move in this fashion.
Because the players spent a good part of their summer getting up early for their workouts with your strength and conditioning coach, Lou Corrala, was that part of the thinking, that you've already got their alarm set for 5 a.m.?
It is, because sometimes you look at it about what time they have to be in for treatments and taping, and then sometimes you look back and you go, well, wait, over half the team's been doing it all summer. And it helps build them for life skills as well, I guess, ready for that real world someday, too. You have to get up and get going. So the thing about some continuity, we thought this year we'd stay with the majority of morning practices. We found it to be very good so far. It's been a warmer fall camp than we've had in previous years, so I still think we're getting some of that tested at the same time.
I'm Paul Peck with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. This is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill. We've got another segment after this one with Coach. Then we're going to talk with a couple of the stars on defense, linebacker Khalil Hodge, defensive tackle Justin Brandon, and we'll wrap the show up with a real in-depth analysis of the defense with coordinator Brian Borland. Last question about how camp has gone for you. Off the field, there's always a sense that you got to kind of get the personality of your team, because every year it's different. Have you gotten that yet? Have you gotten a feel for how this team thinks, how they work, how their approach is going to be?
I think that's been, you know, really going on since last January when they returned for second semester, is that we're a little more established in the leadership area. The guys who have kind of set the tone for our program in the locker room, I think they've carried it on. You mentioned Lou Corrala and the job that he's done in the off season. So I think those things have taken its place, and where we've been able to keep moving forward. Like I've said, I think this group, it understands what it needs to do. I think our younger players have absorbed that leadership and have followed along in a great way.
Next segment, I'm going to let you talk a little more about the defense and our guests, Hodge and Brandon, but I want to wrap this segment up with something that was very interesting that you said last week at one of your media briefings. Last week, you said the count of NFL scouts attending practices was at 20. I think we're even higher than that now as you've gone through the weekend. That's a little different than it's been here. How do you approach that relationship with the NFL scouts? Do you want the players to know that those guys are here? Would you prefer that they don't know that they're here? I mean, you've got some players who are very legitimate draftable prospects this year, again, which says a lot about what you've been able to do.
Well, I think there's a lot of benefits to having them here. Yes, it can be distracting, but there's definitely more benefits. One, for our current players to understand, they've worked hard to get that opportunity to be evaluated. So when those people come in, to have a chance to watch them, everything that we have talked about since our arrival has a lot to do with our practice habits and how we go about it. That said, I'm proud of the way our guys go about practice. But when there's somebody there evaluating them on how they go about it, I know they're even going to be locked in more. And for underclassmen and other ways, they look at certain jersey numbers and body types, and they're looking for the future. So if anyone has those aspirations to have somebody walking around with an NFL team logo on it, it's going to make it such that I think it's going to help our practice in the way we go. And again, that's something. Sometimes I've been in part of programs where they only let them in during 2 weeks of the season, and then you got them there, you know, and then there's a whole bunch each day in a short period of time. Right now, it benefits us. Again, as we have a chance to go out and recruit Paul, you know, all of a sudden you have a chance that you're going to say that, you know, we may have the whole NFL in here before we play our first game. So when somebody looks at a school like Buffalo and they want an opportunity to reach their dreams, they can get those right here in our program.
What kind of questions do you as a head coach get asked by the NFL scouts about the players that they're interested in?
Mostly it has to do with, off-field character, any issues, anything like that. What type of guy is he? And then sometimes it goes into the mental part of, you know, how do they learn? Are there any things, you know, do they pick things up? Are they high repetition guys? Can they take things that are drawn up on the board and take it onto the field? Those are some of the main things. They're there to make their own evaluations. They've made a preliminary evaluation. That's why they're here.
Sure.
Yeah, so they're, you know, most of the time we can put an extra 2 cents in to try to plug the guy, but that's not going to, that doesn't carry a lot of weight. They're there to make their decisions, and that they're here to get a true eye on what the height is, what the size is. But more importantly, it's the intangibles. That's why they spend time with the trainers, you know, the strength staff, all those people. But they'll talk to anybody in our program, from managers to equipment people, whatever it may be. And the great thing is the men that we have in our program being evaluated right now can pass those tests with flying colors.
Yeah, up to 22, I believe the count is, NFL teams that have been represented through practices here as the Bulls are in training camp. When we come back with Coach Leipold, this is a defense-heavy focused show here, so we're going to talk a little bit about the defense, talk about some of the emerging players with Coach, and a little bit of comment on the guys that we have coming up later on in the show as well, too. We are off and rolling. It is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor, with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Segment number two of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza, Pub and Grill. My name is Voice of Bulls, Paul Peck. We want to remind you to spend some time with your friends and family at UB Stadium this fall. The UB football team opens up its season on Saturday, September 1st against Delaware State. Kickoff is 6 o'clock. Season tickets are still available. And to order, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. When your team rolls out for that opener in less than 2 weeks against Delaware State, let's talk a little bit about what fans are going to see from your defense. So much attention has been focused, rightly so, on your offense from what happened last year, from the star players there. Maybe we haven't talked as much about the defense as we should have. Here's your chance.
Well, I think, you know we need to continue to take steps defensively. And in today's college football, that becomes more difficult. You know, a lot of things are, geared towards offensive success and the pace of the game and things like that. But I look forward to our defense to take another step in helping us contend for a conference championship. When you look at a Khalil Hodge and what he's done, I still think it's going to have to go to that front four is where we're going to take the next step. You know, whether it be a Justin Brandon, Chuck Harris, I think Malcolm Kuntz has had an excellent camp. We've got to find ways to get to the quarterback this year and be able to be more consistent in the run game.
Better pass rush and forcing more turnovers, are those two of the specific things that at times were good last year, maybe not as consistent as you wanted them? Are those the things that you really would like to see?
No doubt. No doubt. We have to find ways to generate more turnovers, create ways to get to the quarterback without having to all-out blitz and do those things. And we've made a great emphasis on those. And I think we've done a better job from the very first spring practice to now to be able to work on knocking that ball out and doing things. But I think, again, our athleticism as a whole on defense has continued to get better. I think we'll be able to see those results.
You mentioned a couple guys up front. Let's talk a little bit about them. Chuck Harris, is in his first year as a starter last year, towards the end of the season, really became a force. One of the tackle totals, forced fumbles, a touchdown. What's the next step for him now as he goes into a season for the first time as a starter?
Well, I just think it's, you know, take the next step, and that's becoming a consistent player where people have to worry about where he's lining up. And he will be a little bit more of a marked man this year. I think when people watch him on film, he stands out. He has continued to be able to get to the quarterback, as we said. I think he plays the run very solid. And again, just raise his game to the next level.
One of our guests in our next segment is going to be senior defensive tackle Justin Brandon. He plays a position that doesn't always make the highlight film or rack up the big tackle totals, but I'm sure when Khalil Hodge joins him, Khalil will be the first to say he couldn't have 154 tackles if Justin Brandon wasn't doing things in front of him.
Yes, one of the most quiet players in our program since we recruited him out of Indianapolis, but also one of our more steady players. You know, he doesn't say a whole lot. He just goes about and does his job kind of there in the trenches. I look for Justin to, you know, really have an excellent senior year. He's worked hard. He's you know, he's kind of been up in weight at times. We want him to get bigger. Now he's a little bit lighter. He's moving quick. He's a talented guy, but he's also one of the quiet leaders and one of the more respected players in our program.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. One of the big battles or decisions still to be made for your team on defense is who's going to line up next to Justin Brandon. Give us an update on that battle at D-tackle.
Well, there's going to be a lot of them. You know, we have Chibuzi, you know, Wesley Scott. There's a couple guys that have played before. Jake Corey's a fifth-year senior. He's been here, kind of been through a lot, and he's just steady in there. Christian Gonzalez has been a player here for a long time. DeSondrick Foxworth is junior college. You know, we could play up to eight guys at the defensive tackle spot this year. And that's one of those, just kind of like you said about them, it's a position nobody really, you don't get noticed a whole lot. And with that, we just may be rotating, and we're going to keep you on your toes during the game because, they, you know, there might
I don't have enough room on my chart for all those eight
right,
guys.
You better make sure because you could very well see about up to eight of those in a game. And it could be a little bit more by committee. And I guess one of them I forgot is really true freshman, you know, came in at mid-year. Eddie Wilson is a
big guy.
He is a big man. He's going to take up some gaps. He's got a bright future, continues to learn a lot. So it's going to be an interesting year, but I think Chris Simpson has said it very well. After our second scrimmage, he says, as good as it's been right now, keeping people off that middle linebacker, and that's what we need.
Right. All right, so the linebacker core brings back steady performers in Khalil Hodge and Jordan Collier. The interesting other linebacker in the mix is a freshman, even though he was been here since the January, but James Patterson has become one of those new names that Bulls fans will have to get used to.
Yeah, and they will, and they'll hear that name because James is going to play, and he goes about his business like a seasoned veteran. He studies the game. He takes care of his body. He's very serious when he walks into the building, much like his twin brother, Jarrett. You know, they're two impactful young players in our program, and right now, you know, he's competing to start at that Will linebacker spot. I think when you look at the whole position, Paul. Again, Chris Simpson, our linebackers coach, has done a great job developing that group. But, one of the things that we have talked about is that we may have up to eight players that we're very comfortable playing. And, when we transitioned to this 4-3 defense a few years back, we were scrambling to move guys around to fill out the depth chart and walk-ons into two deep and things like that. We finally feel like we're getting it in a position now where there's great competition and depth.
We're going to talk a lot more in-depth about the secondary with defensive coordinator Brian Borland, who's also the safeties coach. But just look at the secondary as a whole. Give me a sense on where you feel like things are progressing there.
Experience at the corner spot. We have some seniors that have played, and which allowed us to move Brandon Williams to play both. And Brandon's playing more at safety now than he was at corner. You have Tatum Slack, Dev Russell, of course, and then Cam Lewis. Mm-hmm. So you're pretty senior laden there. But I'm really excited about some of the young corners as well. Safety, we've kind of, if there's one position that's been kind of hit by injury in camp that has slowed us down, or we haven't been able to get consistent work, it's the safety position. I think Coach will go in depth with that, but I think it's starting to come together for us. But that's one, when you lose two seniors off of last year's team, that we probably will be one of the bigger question marks, and we need that position to come along quickly.
Game week will be next week, and we'll bring this show back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport, where Coach will join me with special guests every Monday at noon, and you can certainly come out and have a little lunch and meet Coach as well, too. Coach, thanks for the time, as always. Looking forward to getting to a game week when we talk next.
Yes, I'll be excited about that.
That's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Segment two is in the books here of the UB Football Insider Show. When we come back, a couple of stars on defense, Khalil Hodge and Justin Brandon, will join us to talk about the Bulls D. It is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Water, naturally found in today's ethanol fuel, plus condensation from temperature change can cause phase separation in your gas tank, causing your engine to run rough, run dirty, and give you poor fuel economy. Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer stabilizes your fuel. With Castle, you get a smooth running engine and a clean ride. Look for Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer today.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Introducing Qdoba's new Chicken Diablo Nachos. They're made with hand-diced pico de gallo, which means they're as fresh as...
fresh.
They're also loaded with juicy adobo chicken, flame-grilled in-house, which means they're as flavorful as... and they're topped off with fiery queso Diablo, so they're as spicy as... new Chicken Diablo Nachos, with the freshness, flavor, and fire you crave together in every bite. Try them today, only at Qdoba, united by flavor.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck. Great couple of segments coming up here for you with two of the standouts on defense for the Bulls. But we want to remind you to watch the UB Football Insider TV show every Thursday at 7 o'clock on the CW23 here in Buffalo. Week's one debut was a whole half hour devoted to Khalil Hodge. Ratings through the roof, I'm sure, on that one, Khalil. Justin Brandon, how is he handling being the focus of an entire half-hour TV show?
Hodge is used to it already, you know. This is his area. He's used to it. He's a professional already with it.
There you go. Well, our guests for this segment and for the next segment are Bulls linebacker Khalil Hodge and senior defensive tackle Justin Brandon. We're going to talk a little bit about the Bulls defense. Now, for both of you guys, and you know, it's always a team effort. We know that. But let's be honest, offense sometimes gets a little bit of the publicity. They score all the points, make all the flashy plays. They have some of your best players on the offense. How do you guys defensively grab a little bit of that spotlight, Khalil, make sure that people know that the other side of the ball can get it done too?
We just continue working to make plays. You know, guys like Tyree and AJ and Emmanuel Reed, you know, they're going to do what they do, and we're excited for them. You know, I'm so glad that we have, you know, superstar guys like that that are making headlines, and, you know, me and JB and Chuck, Cam, we're just trying to handle our end on defense.
Just a correction, 7:30 on Thursdays on the CW23 is the UB Football Insider TV show. This week's episode focused on Bulls wide receiver Anthony Johnson. Justin, you play a position that sometimes tends to not get the spotlight and lives in the shadows a little bit. You know, are you okay with just being on defense and letting those guys grab all of it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're not really a spotlight kind of guy.
Yeah, that's not for me.
is that true, Khalil? You gotta prompt him to grab a little bit at that.
I mean, I guess a little bit, but JB should definitely be in the spotlight, you know, a lot more. He's one of those guys that he's like the glue that keeps all together on defense. So,
well, I want you to talk a little bit about Justin, Khalil, because I'm sure you will tell me 154 tackles last year, second in the country, could not have happened for you if Justin wasn't doing his job in front of you.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. You know, Justin's been there since I've been a sophomore now, and, you know, he's been making plays since I got here. And like you said, without him, without, you know, the other guys in front of me, there's no way I would be able to do what I do.
You know, Justin, you put up good numbers last year too, starting all 12 games, 36 tackles, 4 tackles for loss. But is the satisfaction that comes from the way you're playing sometimes seeing what Khalil is able to do?
Absolutely. Khalil's success, I feel like, is part of my own, you know what I mean? Because we're both on the same side trying to accomplish the same goal.
You know, so when you look up, when he has a 20-tackle game and he makes big plays like that, you feel like you did an awful lot to help that happen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And there's absolutely the truth there. And that's just the nature of kind of playing your position a little bit, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, like we said, you if you do your job, people don't always notice what's going on, right?
Right.
Khalil, a little bit about your season going into the season. Of course, I think most Bulls fans know what you've been able to accomplish in the first 2 years, all MAC both years, 277 tackles in your first 2 years, more than anybody else in the country. You're on the watch list for the Bednarik and Bronco Nagurski Awards for the top defensive player in the country and the Butkus Award for the top linebacker. So what are you looking for? What are you looking to do to top all of that for this year?
I'm just trying to, you know, just continue to help this defense, help this team just win games. You know, that's our main focus. That's our main goal. We just want to become a very stout defense. We know Tyree and those guys are going to put up points, but we want to be the defense, you know, that makes a lot of stops too.
What more do you want to be able to do? I mean, all those numbers are amazing, the achievements, the accomplishments. What's the next step for you in your game?
I just want to continue to play sideline to sideline. You know, whatever plays that this defense needs me to make, I want to make sure that I'm able to make them efficiently and effectively to the best of my ability.
Justin, you don't always know what he's doing behind you because you're always going the other direction. So maybe it comes when you guys go back and watch film. Are there times when you see what Khalil can do and are, you know, shake your head and go, I'm in amazement sometimes?
Yeah, Khalil makes a lot of plays in open space that are just wow, you know.
What makes him such a special player, Justin?
The fact that he can make tackles behind the line of scrimmage as well as dropping the coverage and cover somebody.
We are talking with Bulls senior defensive tackle Justin Brandon, senior linebacker Khalil Hodge. This is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. All right, overall on the defense, you talked a little bit about what you want to see this defense do. We just had Coach Leipold on, and he said similar things, Khalil. He the next step being a little more of a shutdown defense, maybe a little more consistent pass rush, maybe a little more consistent takeaways. Are those some of the things that are kind of on your list for this defense this year?
Yeah, definitely. As a defense last year, thought we did okay, but we just want to do more. More turnovers, more tackles, more sacks, more forced fumbles, more everything. That's really our goal, and we kind of have a senior, or older led group on defense, and that's kind of what the nucleus of our defense. That's what our goal is.
You have six new starters that you're breaking in. A lot of them are guys that have played consistently. Mm-hmm. What are and even particular at your position, you've got a freshman in James Patterson who mm-hmm. is going to see a lot of playing time. Mm-hmm. So what do you two guys do? What do you do, Khalil, to make sure that the new guys kind of understand what's expected?
Yeah. We just have to continue to show them the ropes, continue to, a lot of the guys that have played already, guys like JB, guys like Cam, Lewis, Chuck Harris, Tatum Slack, they know, what's expected. And so just continue to do what they're doing and continue to show the younger guys that, this is how we do it in this program, and we're just going to continue to bring them along.
Justin, you're at the position next to you, the other defensive tackle position, with Chris Ford having graduated. Coach even said there's about eight guys that are probably going to play.
Right.
Give everybody a little bit of an idea of what you've seen from some of the young guys and what role you're playing in making sure that those guys, again, understand what they're supposed to do.
To start off, Eddie Wilson is a really big presence in the middle, big guy, probably holding down the double teams. Foxworth is a change of speed guy, looking probably getting in pass rush. Trabuzzi also really active in the pass rush. Myself, I just kind of do my job, what I'm saying?
Is there any learning process that goes with playing next to new guys? I mean, you kind of have to know what they're doing, what their styles are a little bit.
Yeah, you have to get adjusted.
Kinda like the offensive line always talks about, right?
Right. You got to have to adjust it to their play style, as well as kind of teach them gap clarity to make sure you're in this gap, stay in that gap, and give Hodge and everybody behind you space to make plays if, the offensive line is not going to come off on the double team.
Right. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Khalil Hodge and Justin Brandon, a little more about who these guys are, where they're from, what makes them tick. We'll do that in our next segment. It's the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. We're going to be at Santora's on Millersport every Monday at noon to tape the show. Make sure you join us there. We're back right after this. You're listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Lloyd's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
UBMD Pediatrics, the physicians at Oshai Children's Hospital and the largest provider of pediatric subspecialists in Western New York. Our mission is to be the premier care provider for newborns through young adults by delivering excellent family-centered medical care, teaching the healthcare professionals of the future, and pursuing innovation and research enabling the prevention and treatment of pediatric diseases. We have 14 pediatric subspecialties with locations in Amherst, Buffalo, and Hamburg. UBMDPediatrics.com.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated fresh and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
Grand Island Waste Management is excited to be a proud partner of the UB Athletics Department. Our services include septic service, portable toilet and dumpster rentals, along with grease trap cleanings. We have proudly served Western New York for the past 6 years. We are family-owned and operated. Donate a non-perishable food item, and we'll take $10 off our services, and we'll distribute it to the area food banks. Thank you from the Grand Island Waste Management family. Call 774-0418 for our service.
Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck, and remember, starting next Monday, because it'll be leading up to the first game of the year on September 1st, we'll bring this show to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport at noon. Join us to meet Coach Leipold and Bulls players. That's every Monday at noon as we record the show at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport with Bulls senior defensive tackle Justin Brandon and senior linebacker Khalil Hodge. All right, we've broken down the defense. We've broken down some of the positions. Let's break down each of you guys a little bit. Khalil, everybody kind of knows a lot about you, but that doesn't mean we won't talk about it. So we'll start with Justin, a senior Justin from Indianapolis, Indiana. What went back to the decision to pick Buffalo and sort of look back at your four years here now going into your senior year and reflect a little bit?
I decided to come to Buffalo to just grow out. I needed to get out of Indianapolis and get to know myself a little more. My past three years here have been a process of just improving every year, stacking on better plays, and just keep getting better.
What's the biggest thing you learned that maybe you didn't know coming out of high school about being a college football player?
Time. Just everything is, you have to time. Your time management is key. The biggest thing.
I also know that you played at Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis, which is kind of a national power, an Indianapolis power. You've turned out NFL players before. You know, so what was it like playing at such a high level in high school?
I honestly didn't know we were playing at such a high level until we kind of got around different players from other places.
Who's the most famous Benjamin Davis High School alum other than yourself?
Marquise Gray, he's a tight end. I think he plays for the Dolphins right now.
And I think he's a former Bill too. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you've always had kind of an influence of high-level guys, Division I players around that you could tap into, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. All right, Khalil, Stockton, California. We've talked an awful lot about this. Across the bay from San Francisco, you made that commute over to the City College of San Francisco for junior college. It's been a couple of years now. You've been in Buffalo long enough now. You're starting to feel like a Buffalonian?
California is always going to be home, but you know, I'm definitely starting to feel more at home here in Buffalo. So yeah,
we've talked a lot about your affiliation and your affection for the Raiders, the hometown team.
Yeah.
How you feeling about the Raiders now with Coach Gruden running the show?
It's going good. We still got to figure out, you know, get our best defensive end back on the field, but. I like Coach Gruden so far.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because I know you're a little worried that Khalil Mack is spending a little more time here in Buffalo than he is out there. But because Khalil has been here before on a semi-regular basis through the summer, I assume you've kind of gotten to know him a little better and developed a little relationship. Of course, his brother Ladarius is on the team. What have you talked to a little bit about the other famous linebacker from UB named Khalil?
I've run into Khalil a couple of times. We really haven't conversated, you know, too much. It's kind of just been kind of like in passing, so things like that, but not really too much heavy conversation, honestly.
And I'm sure you'll get that opportunity at some point, aside from sort of the techniques of linebacking, being a linebacker, that you two guys can speak a language. We know that you are a guy that those NFL scouts that have been at practice are looking at and feeling like you're going to get a chance at the next level. Is there a question for Khalil Mack about what it's like in the NFL that you might like to ask him?
Yeah, definitely. I'd probably just ask him, you know, what the transition's like, you know, coming from Buffalo, coming from the MAC, to playing at such a high level in the NFL, you know, maybe some keys to success, you know, in order to make that transition as smooth as possible.
You know, both of you guys I know are on the radar for the NFL. And as we talk with Coach Leipold in our first segment, there's been scouts from over 20 teams that have been here so far.
Yeah.
You guys, you notice that? Do you pay attention to it? Do either of you walk out to practice and go, oh, hey, the Raiders scout is out there. I better have a good day today. Does it ever enter your thinking at all?
You can go first.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all,
Justin? You're here to do your job and the rest will come a little bit?
Absolutely.
Khalil, you feel the same way?
Exactly. You walk out, you kind of see them a little bit at the beginning of practice, but I mean, after that, you're just trying to have good days no matter who's out there. So,
right. Training camp is a grind. It always is. You know, it's a lot of practices. It's long days. What's been the best thing and the thing that you're going to be most happy about that training camp is coming to an end by the end of this week? This is for both of you guys. Justin, you can start.
I guess class. I'm ready for class to start. I'm not going to lie.
Not only because the classes are good, but it gets you in a little more routine too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tell everybody what you're majoring in and what some of the classes that you're going to have this semester are, Justin.
I am a psychology major and a counseling minor. And my senior semester is mostly counseling, online classes, just finishing strong.
Does psychology major ever come in an advantage when you're trying to figure out an offensive lineman in front of you?
Just looking at body language, you know, helps.
That's part of what you're learning how to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? How about you, Khalil? Are you as equally as happy to get classes going as Justin is?
I mean, I don't know about as happy as Justin, but you know, I'm definitely ready to, you know, finish up strong with camp and get the season on the road. And like you said, getting that routine of, you know, just the weekly, you know, day-to-day grind and playing on the weekends, things like that.
Coach Leipold talked a little bit of how the rules have changed over the couple of years since you guys have been here with the reducing of the amount of hitting and the practice schedules and stuff and all the morning practices. Have you liked this camp? Have you liked how it's structured? Do you feel it lends itself to you guys both being better players?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, camp's always a grind, you know, no matter how you try to split it. But I definitely think that, you know, this year versus years past, it's definitely helped save our body a lot, you know, and it's a lot more – you know, just a lot less physical, you know, just durability going on in your body.
All right, we'll wrap it up for both of you. Just give me a sense of how excited you are and what your expectations are for a season where the expectations seem to be rising on a daily basis. Justin?
It's time. It's time for us to excel and do what we're supposed to do, handle our jobs and take every game, one game at a time, and hopefully you'll see the end result.
Khalil?
Yeah, definitely. The excitement's there. You know, I can feel it in the locker room. I can feel it throughout the entire team. We're just excited for week one, and we're excited to see what's going to happen this year.
All right. Bulls linebacker Khalil Hodge and senior defensive tackle Justin Brandon, number 4, number 92 guys you are definitely going to see a lot of right in the middle of the Bulls defense. And if 90 is doing his job, then 4 will be doing his by putting up another 100-plus tackles. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch on the Buffalo defense. Guys, thank you very much for the time. Good luck the rest of camp, and we look forward to seeing you when the season gets going on September 1st. Why not get geared up in your Buffalo Blue and White? Shop the Bulls team store in Alumni Arena, or visit shopubbulls.com, the official online store of the Buffalo Bulls. We'll continue talking more defense when defensive coordinator Brian Borland joins us for our next segment. You're listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first 4 home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill. My name is Paul Peck. We will continue to bring you this show every Monday on TV, the video-wise on Facebook, and of course the radio broadcast on ESPN 1520. And we will begin next Monday recording it at Miller's Port Highway's location of Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill at noon with Coach Leipold and special guests. So make sure you head out and get the latest info on the Bulls each week. We want to also remind you that while we certainly encourage you to listen to the radio broadcast on ESPN 1520, we do know Bulls fans like to watch the TV broadcast as well too. A little different this year with the debut of ESPN Plus in order to get your UB games. It was launched by ESPN in April. $4.99 a month, $49.99 a year, access through the ESPN app, and it's going to be your best way to get all of the Bulls TV broadcast, 7-day free trial for any fan that signs up. Now joined by Bulls defensive coordinator Brian Borland as we continue our defense-focused show here. Always good when we focus a little on defense and not all those guys who run around and score touchdowns.
Right, about time.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. So we talked a lot of defense with Coach. We just had two of your key guys on here. Give me the defensive coordinator's scouting report on what you're expecting and what you get from Khalil Hodge and Justin Brandon.
Well, obviously, you know, we're looking for high production from those guys and a few others as well. So they're two of our most experienced players. They're proven that they've, you know, through the years they've been solid performers. So you know, we're looking for those guys to continue their climb and step up and kind of take leadership role in the defense and lead the group.
What are the next steps for this defense? What do you want to see this defense do better than it did last year?
Well, there's a number of things, but you know, number one, we've just talked about continuing to understand what we're doing and mesh that way a little bit better, which I think that we are. Obviously, we just need to be better in versus the run. So we've been putting an emphasis on that. Our offense really challenges us every day with schemes and things that make us really have to be sound in what we're doing. I think we've been doing a good job of that. Other things, you know, we want to be more. We were not good last year in terms of tackles for loss, sacks, turnovers, those kind of things. We were amongst the poorest in FBS football, so we're putting an emphasis on creating some of those things, and we kind of keep track daily of how we're doing in those areas. I think we've been, so far, our production in that area has been really good.
Those are the big plays, the game changing kind of plays, right? So it's obvious that those are things you want to be better at.
Yeah, we call them havoc plays. You're creating havoc, and anytime you can, create those kind of plays, you put the offense at a disadvantage, and obviously then that's helping you. So
with Bulls defensive coordinator Brian Borland, we kind of joke that the defense doesn't always get as much attention as the offense does. And, you know, when you look at the way this team has the potential to shake out this year, it averaged almost 30 points per game last year. It more than likely, which will likely be over 30 points average per year. Do you as a defensive guy ever think about that in relation to your guys? Well, you know, hey, if we give up 24, we're going to win almost all of our games, or is it always the goal to never give up more than 10 every game?
Yeah, I think the goal is never give up a first down or a yard. But, okay. That's kind of the way I think about things. But I know that's not realistic. But quite honestly, we just want the offense, hey, score as much as often as they can, and so that I don't really think that you know, hey, we can give up 28. I don't think we think that way at all. You know, we have our own goals for that stuff, but at the end of the day, we got to outplay the opponent's defense. So if they hold them to 3, we got to hold them to 2. You know,
gotcha. So. Let's go through some of the positions on defense, because I want you to focus a little bit on the guys that you're leaning on, and particularly some of the new names. And because part of your role as defensive coordinator is also to be the safeties coach, let's start in the secondary. Safety, you lose 2 seniors last year. It's probably the one position where you're still trying to figure things out. So give everybody an update on where things are at with the safety spot and who some of the names to keep an eye out for when the season opens on September 1st.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we lost about 90% of our play production last year, so we're obviously, there's going to be a bunch of new faces back there. There's good competition going on right now. There's several guys that I could mention that would be competing for playing time. I don't know that it's all just nailed down yet, but Brandon Williams has made a transition from corner to safety, and he's obviously doing well. We have a new junior college transfer from last spring, Joey Banks. He looks like he can play. Got to stay healthy. He's getting healthy, I guess. So he's missed a little bit of time, but when he's in there, he can be different sometimes. Then we got some younger players that we're still developing. Tyrone Hill has come along nicely. Jerry Dadabo, Devlin Moore, those are all guys that have been in our program that are increasing their game.
Brandon Williams is one of the group of 4 senior cornerbacks that you returned from last year. So was it just looking at it saying, hey, we've got these 4 guys, they're all good, they're all experienced. If one of them has the ability to help us at that position there, it isn't as experienced. So was that the thinking in it, and how hard a transition is that?
Yeah, that really was the thinking. We knew we had a lot of senior experience at corner. Can't play all those guys at once, trying to get your best guys on the field. Brandon had played a little safety before when we were some short on numbers in the past. He had played some nickel. He's probably the obvious guy to go in there. And like I said, he's embraced it really well and is doing really well.
So that still leaves you with Cam Lewis and Tatum Slack and Devin Russell as senior corners. They've all played a lot of football here. Is that the one thing that makes a defensive coordinator fall asleep right away and not toss and turn when he knows he's got 3 senior cornerbacks coming back?
Yeah, I fall asleep right away anyway. But those guys are experienced players. They have a lot of confidence in them. They're having great falls right now. Cam was kind of the leader of that group. He probably still is, but Tatum Slack and Devlin Moore have really, really, really
Devin
improved.
Russell. Or,
excuse me, yeah. Yeah, Devin Russell have really improved, and they're feel real solid about that position.
With Bulls defensive coordinator and safeties coach Brian Borland, as we take you through a position analysis of the Buffalo defense, we had Khalil Hodge here. We certainly know what he can do. We certainly know what he might even do better than he has before, but assess the whole linebacker position for me and a little bit about what you think Khalil's next step might be.
Our linebacker position, I would say, is increased depth. I think we've been able to do that. Got increased our athleticism. We've probably got, 6-7 guys in there. We feel pretty good that you can put them in a game and they're going to perform well. So You know, I think that's really helped us. I think we've, you know, that's, that hasn't always been the case. So, you know, feeling good about that. And, you know, obviously Khalil is just, he's a complete player. He really is. He's a good football player. He's a good leader. He's got maturity. So, like I said, he's, I know that if you're looking at one guy in our defense that guys are really looking to, it's him. So he's.
Up front, you bring Justin Brandon back, you bring Chuck Harris back, and then now there's the position fights for the fill the other two spots.
Yep.
Again, same question. Assess where you're at on the defensive line.
I believe we're you know, feeling good about our defensive end position. Not only Chuck, but there's several other guys. We could probably go four or five guys in there and really not have a whole lot of drop-off. There's been some of our younger guys, Malcolm Kuntz, who played a little bit last year, obviously, and Miles Nicholas, who played some last year. And then there's other guys as well that have they're really, you know, so we can run some guys through there and really be keep being productive. So DM position is probably in pretty good shape. Defensive tackle still a lot of guys kind of by committee a little bit. And,
Coach said be prepared for about eight guys.
Yeah, you're gonna have to know your numbers and your names.
Yeah.
So as do
I'm
I
on it.
As do I in there. But you know, I would just say that you know, in terms of, you know, 1 through 6 defensive tackles were. We're probably above where we were last year. You know, we just didn't have we rolled got a lot of guys in there last year also, and sometimes maybe there was drop off. And I think again we can put some guys out there now, and they can take a few reps and then get the next guy in there and stay fresh. And where I don't think we'll have the same level of drop off that we might have had in the past.
All right, so some fun new names to keep an eye out for, but a lot of the same names on Brian's defense. You know, Lewis and Collier and Hodge and Chuck Harris, I think, is going to be a breakout guy this year, and of course Brandon. So it's going to be fun for you to call those defensive plays, and don't let all those offensive guys grab all the headlines.
You know, it's I hope they do, but we'll try to hold our own as well.
All right, that's Bulls defensive coordinator and safeties coach Brian Borland. When we come back, we'll take a little overview of the program, check in with our guy John Fuller from the athletic communications staff. We thank Coach Borland, we thank Khalil Hodge and Justin Brandon and everybody else that's joined us. One more segment to go. You are listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
As a young boy, Gavin loved playing football. He lived and breathed it, wanted to go pro. Why, he'd spent hours upon hours just practicing his touchdown dances. And one day, while getting fitted for bifocals, he realized he was never much good at throwing, or running, or catching, or even kicking. Yeah, Gavin's chances of playing pro football were looking like fourth and long. Very long. But he did hear how Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved. Then he did kind of a touchdown dance. At least he was still good at that.
With Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm Voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck. We have one more segment to go here. We've dived into the defense, done a good job of it all day. Want to remind you that the Tailgate Concert Series is back for its sixth consecutive season, featuring Buffalo's own Keith James, as well as national recording acts Chase Bryant, Joe Nichols, and Night Ranger. Why not get the VIP Game Day Experience Pack for just $36 and receive a VIP credential, game ticket, hospitality tent access next to the stage, concession voucher, and more to order. Or for more information, call 1-877-YOU-BE-THERE. John Fuller joins us from the Athletic Communications. You and me are the only guys around here to actually want to see Night Ranger that we're old enough to remember them,
Sister,
right?
Sister Christian,
absolutely.
Kidding me? I can't wait.
I can't wait either. So maybe when that game rolls around late in the season, there'll be another group of NFL scouts here. We talked about it with Coach. Over 20 NFL teams have been represented here. I know you have some of the direct relationship and dealing with those guys. Is that as many as you can remember at this point before the first game?
Well, especially that point, you know. Obviously, we've had guys kind of blossom throughout the season, but we still have another week and a half before the first game of the year, and we've had 20 scouts roll through here already. So no doubt, I mean, we have players that are already on the map that the scouts want to come out and see. And you know, we talk about 2013 is probably the last time we've had this much scout attention, but that was really just for one guy, Khalil Mack. Obviously, Brandon Oliver was being scouted, and Alex Dudes, other guys that we had good players on the team that got looks, but we have three legitimate NFL draft picks on this team to begin with. Obviously, other guys may, have good seasons too and can get drafted as well. But to have guys like Tyree Jackson, Anthony Johnson, Khalil Hodge getting scouted on a daily basis is pretty exciting.
And because guys like all three of them really, but guys like Anthony Johnson have the potential, some people think, to be a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. You're getting general managers. You're getting directors of scouting. You're not just getting the Eastern regional scouts here.
Well, like just today at practice, there were two scouts from the Kansas City Chiefs that were here. So they're bringing multiple guys out. And I think what's great about that is, yes, those three players we've talked about are getting looks, but it's also getting looks to all of our other guys, like Justin Brandon, mm-hmm. Guys like Chuck Harris, they're getting looks as well.
They notice them.
They're going to get noticed as well. So that really helps our whole program.
All right. Well, John, appreciate the time as always. I know you'll be busy keeping those NFL guys entertained throughout the course of the year. We'll check in with John every week for always a couple of cool little statistical tidbits. Remember, the season gets started on September 1st. That is less than 2 weeks away. Next Monday, we'll be at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport to record the UB Football Insider Show. So come on out, grab some lunch. Meet Coach Leipold, special guests as well. That'll be every Monday here as we bring you the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. That'll do it for this week's edition. We hope you enjoyed a little focus on the defense. We'll really get you ready for the start of the season next week. So when you join us for this show, either on Facebook or on the radio on ESPN 1520, thanks to all of our guests. We will talk to you next Monday. You've been listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend.
My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.